There are two things fundamentally that we're looking for in life. We're looking for help, and we're looking for hope. And where do we find it? You can have all the hope in the world, but say, what help is that for me today? You can have all the help in the world and still have a bleak outlook on the future. We need help and we need hope. And if we haven't understood who God is, we'll look for it in the wrong places. We recognize there are things in life that we encounter that are beyond our capability, and we need help. When you've got a couch that's too heavy to lift, you call Terry. You say, hey, feeling strong today. Phone a friend. When you've got a relational issue, you're not sure how to navigate, maybe it's an issue with work, your boss, you call a friend to help you deal with it, help you navigate it. But what the psalmist has told us is that there are times when the people around you can only go so far in how they can help. Because you also have a need for forgiveness, for the secret sins that no one knows about. Who's going to help you with that? It is God alone who is going to help you with that. We've got great friends, but great friends can only take you so far with help, but we're also looking for hope. My wife gives me hope for the future because we've made a covenant together in the presence of God. I'm not going to quit on you, and you're not going to quit on me. And that gives you hope for the future because you know that whatever comes, okay, we're in this together. However, it is till death do us part. And then what? What's after that? What hope remains after death? Again, our eternal hope cannot ultimately rest in people who themselves must reckon with hope after death. But the Spirit says, blessed are you when your help and your hope is not in princes, but in the everlasting God. And blessed just means happy. Happy. You can be a happy person because your help and your hope is in God alone. It comes from the act of moving ahead or advancing, going straight in the way of understanding as opposed to a crooked and treacherous path where a wrong step means you're doomed. We have hope. It is a happiness that is not rooted in what is temporary and what is fading, in the dust-bound plans of humanity, but one firmly rooted in the eternal, bright and shining, heaven-bound plans of God. Who, if we put our help and our hope in him, we will never be put to shame. That will never backfire on you, to put your help and your hope in God.